Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. A very wonderful day to everyone present. I, your host, Jelly, welcome you to the Feng Shui and Chinese Zodiac session brought to you by Property Access Philippines. This session is especially catered for the Property Access Philippines community, so sit back, relax, and learn. Atom Point, I know that many of us wonder what the future holds. May it be for our personal life, social life, or even our professional life. These thoughts sometimes create a fear of the unknown, so we gravitate towards seeking guidance and clarity. Which is why, ladies and gentlemen, I ask you to clear your mind and focus your intentions on the outcome you want to achieve this year, because the guidance and clarity you seek will be given to you today. You all must be excited for today's session, so let me introduce you to the renowned real estate practitioner and feng shui master who will guide you through today's program. Venus Wang has been in the property industry since 2001. Coming from a real estate-oriented family, she developed a deep interest in the field from a tender age of 12. Since then, she has brokered several high-profile transactions and was even awarded the 15th-year PropNex Ambassador in August 2015. Aside from her achievements in the field of real estate, she also teaches BASI Masterclass, which is a system of metaphysical knowledge used to predict the future of an individual using one's date of birth. Without further ado, please welcome Ms. Venus Wang.
A very warm welcome, everybody. My name is Venus from Singapore. Thank you, Property Access, for giving me this chance to, you know, to come and meet all of you this year. And we had a talk last year, and I'm very, very privileged and honored to be able to come back and share the insights, you know, for 2022. All right. So, you know, before I go on, I'll be sharing with you some slides, you know, about the insights. So today's talk, I will basically put it into three different segments. So one segment would be more pertaining to, you know, the feng shui, the directions of our household, and also like the workplace. So which directions is like the best for you? Okay, there are certain directions that we may have got to avoid. Yeah, so later I will go through with you like which are the best, romance direction, which are the best working direction. So different directions holds a different significance in the new year. You know, so because this year is a tiger year, so basically the tiger itself, the presence, would influence our house feng shui. It will also affect our daily life, our career, our relationship with our spouse, our career luck. You know, so later, due to time constraint, I will try to encompass everything into this 1 hour. All right, so the other thing that I will definitely touch on is the 12 zodiac signs. You know, what are the things to look out for and what are the things good and bad for everybody? Yeah, I will be incorporating the numbers, the lucky colors as well. Okay. And then the third component that I will be touching on would be your day master. So in Chinese astrology itself, you know, our chart is actually dissected into year, year, month, month, day, day, time, time. So the zodiac sign is only one word, which in the year pillar that will command approximately about like 15%. Actually, to be exact, is 12.5% out of our overall chart. So the last segment that I'm going to talk about, which is the most important segment, that is the day master. So what is the day master? The day master is an element where it signifies our element. So whether the year is good or bad, our reference point, we will take it always from the day master itself. All right. So this year I will share with you, you know, like how to download this app to check what day master are you. Okay. So if you're a water tiger, doesn't mean that your day master is water as well. Okay. So it will be different. Okay. So let's get started. Okay, so I will share a screen with all of you. Okay, so let me just go to it. All right. So here we go. So welcome to the Lunar New Year, the brand new New Year of days. We're celebrating like Chinese New Year. So before we kickstart this year, it is so important to know what element is this year? Okay, so hopefully that you can capitalize, you know, everything can make this year the best year. So before I go further, you know, I have been actually in Singapore, you know, doing real estate for the past 20 years. And it is actually feng shui that get me into real estate. You know, so real estate and feng shui is really, really close to my heart. And at the age of like 12, you know, my feng shui master actually tell me that I'm suitable in real estate and feng shui. But being at a tender age, you know, I'm like totally clueless about what is it all about. So what I study, you know, I pursue a real estate and building management studies. And for 10 years into real estate, I actually practice a lot of feng shui, a lot of bazi reading. So bazi is actually the chart that everybody would have. Okay, so yeah, very interesting, you know, so 10 years into it, and I do a lot of sales trainings, you know, and based on the date of birth. So like when you buy a house, you know, it is important to look at the directions of what is the element that is most lacking in your chart, and what are the most ideal directions, you know, that you need, you know. So today, I'll be sharing with you at the last segment. Okay, you know, find out so many stuff about ourselves, our life path. It is actually a metaphysical knowledge to predict the future of an individual using one's date of birth. So basically from there itself, we can choose, let's say, for example, a water people, they have the sunshine, vitality. These people are the most suitable to be in the marketing field. If you're earth element, you are the most suitable to be in property field. So basically career choices, you can determine from how is your personality traits, and from there itself, we would be able to capitalize, you know, like fully utilize your best personality traits, and from there itself, you know, choose something which you're best at, you know. So we're trying to choose a career that doesn't clash with your own chart. So directions, you know, when you're searching for house, which directions of the country, what is the main door directions, you know, that is suitable for you. Okay, so which are the lucky colors, who is able to help you out? Is your husband good? Is your bosses good? Is your colleagues good for you? So basically, you know, we can all find out from our date of birth. And also, when are the clash period? Yeah, so that is very important. So for this year, it's a water tiger year. So what is the water tiger? You know, tiger is just a tiger, right? You know, so like what does it mean in the eyes of Chinese astrology? So every year there's a change in, you know, in terms of the house of the emperor. So this year, the emperor is tiger. So in tiger, in Chinese astrology, tiger actually rules a wood element. Okay, so what is 2022? Is actually water and tiger, which is a wood element. So this year itself, those people who need water element and need wood element, this year will be a fantastic year for you. Okay, and so for water itself in Chinese feng shui, it always signifies wittiness, alertness, memory, curiosity, intelligence. Okay, however, tiger, you know, is an element, is an animal sign which is a little bit more fierce. Okay, so what does it encompass? That means we have got to be very, very mindful, you know, when it comes to handling disputes or disagreements, or when it comes to contractual issues. So those who are tuning in, who are property agents, real estate agents, or even any salesperson, you know, that you may have got to encounter contractual work, you know, you have got to deal with like legal issues. So this is the year where you have got to highlight, where you have got to pay extra attention to all these paperwork and documentations. Okay, so whatever that you do, keep a copy about it, you know, like make sure you CC your colleagues, you know, of the work that you have did, but make sure that it's the correct work. You know, you don't want somebody to testify against you for the work that, you know, that you have done wrong. All right, so this year is a year where you have got to pay a lot of attention to details. Okay, all right, so this is because for tiger itself, you know, when they are being tame, they can be nice and, you know, like the aura is so strong. But, you know, when we let loose, you know, this is where problem can get started. All right. So let's touch on the very first segment that we're concentrating this year. This will be the feng shui outlook for 2022. So every year itself, with the new zodiac sign, it will kind of affect, you know, the whole feng shui of our household, of our workplace, you know, or like the place that we always goes to. Okay, so this year is a good news for those where the main door is facing southeast. Okay, so how do we determine, like, you know, like where is the direction of our house? So you have got to take the compass and stand in the middle of your house. Okay, and from there you find where is the southeast direction. So let me repeat. First is either your main door or the center of your house. You look out, where is the southeast position? Okay, so for those who are single and available, you know, you need to put yourself, you know, into the southeast corner of the house. Okay, so that is the period where probably, you know, when you start to talk to your new date, or when you swipe on, like, you know, those love matchmaking program or apps, you will have better luck. Okay, so for those who are like in business, southern part of the house, you know, is fantastic. So this rules like future prosperity, you know. So this is the area where you can spend most of your workplace at. I mean, as in like when you do your, because now a lot of times, even in Singapore, we have got to work from home. So like working from home itself, the direction facing south can be fantastic for you. However, another point to note is that we got to be exceptionally careful with what kind of chart do we have. Okay, so if let's say, for example, you're a metal person, facing south might not do you good. Okay, so this is the point which I will touch on at the third segment of my talks. All right, but as a generic feng shui outlook, these are the some of the pointers that you can take home with. All right, but as I mentioned, you know, feng shui, bazi, Chinese astrology, it very much depends on individual chart. Okay, so we still have to analyze what chart you are before we can give the absolute, you know, analysis and absolute advice in what do you lack, and we will face the particular directions. Okay, so whatever that I'm sharing right now is the generic point of what the feng shui will be like for 2022. So at the southwest corner, if you were to have someone, you know, who is trying to recover from illnesses or bedridden, this is not a corner to have. Okay, so we may have to like switch, you know, the room of your elderly parents, you know. So southwest, it rules the illness star. Okay, and so this is the palace where there might be like, you know, more problems. You might fall sick easily. So if possible, you know, we can use a certain element to counter that. Okay, so southwest rules fire and metal. Okay, so later at the second part of our the third segment, I'll be telling you, like sharing with you, like, okay, what is south, what is west. Okay, so at the southwest corner, you can use something which is like a water element to actually counter the bad luck for this corner of the house. Okay, so that means you can like probably put some crystal stuff, you know, something which is of a blue crystal, something bluish color, something of a water element to diminish the kind of illness star influences at the southwest corner, maybe your offices or your household. Okay, and now let's go to the other part, which is number three. So what is that? That is the quarrelsome star. So what does this mean? This means that, you know, if those people with that is facing towards the east, that means the main door facing east, you have got to reduce the chances of couple fights, petty fights, you know, bosses and colleagues fights, you know. So these are the area that we are not, it's not really that advisable, you know, for especially workplace. You know, in workplace itself, we try to be as cohesive as possible. So those facing towards the east, probably, you know, this year itself, you have got to make some slight changes. But if let's say your main door of your house is already fixed, if let's say the desk of your office place is already fixed, then we have got to use an element that will decrease, you know, this kind of quarrelsome star. So you may have got to put something which is of a white color ornament or a red color ornament to reduce the influences of the east, which rules wood. Okay, and Number five, you know, so this is the center of our house. So what does this mean? What does this mean? Five yellow in Chinese is called Wu Huang. So this actually rules a problematic palace. So the center of the house, you know, try not to put the dinner table there or try not to work there, okay? Because this is the problematic, you know, palace in the eyes of feng shui. So go to the center part of your house and measure, like, where is the actual center? Okay, so for this, you will have got to use the floor plan, you know, to assess where is the most centralized position in your house. Because sometimes we might buy rental properties, sometimes our offices are of irregular shape. And so it's very difficult to determine, like, where is the center. So you need a floor plan. Okay, so a floor plan, you'll be able to clearly see, you know, so basically you just have to draw a diagonal line, okay? So like a cross, you know, from one end to another end, from the other end. So basically find out where is the exact center of your house. So, and try to avoid doing like businesses, house calls, Zoom calls, you know, at that position, okay? So now let's go to number seven. So seven west is also a luster. So this year itself, you know, we do not really recommend people to face west, you know, in terms of their business dealings, okay? So we don't want competitors to steal away our ideas. We don't want competitors to steal away our customers, all right? So this is the position that we have got to watch out for. So that means this year itself, if let's say you're bosses, you know, the best direction, it would be south, okay? And then another direction would be like northeast. And another direction will be northwest. Okay, so if you have got flexibility in terms of your offices and also the sleeping directions of our bedroom, that would also affect our position of this luck. Okay, so number eight is fantastic. Number eight, it rules the prosperity star. So what is this prosperity star? This star itself is, oh, you know, from name of it, you can know that it's like super good, right? You know, so whatever that you do down there, you'll be able to, like, you know, bring prosperity to the house, okay? So number one, which is facing direct north, is a victory star. You know, some people, they have got like legal court case, you know, which is in the house, you know. So this is the directions that you can plan, you can send your emails, you know, you can talk to your counterparts and how to problem solve, you know, like any legal disputes. All right. So the other direction that is fantastic for the house would be northwest. So this is what we call the heavenly luck. In Chinese, it's called 天意贵人. So what is this 天意贵人? It's basically when you were to encounter, you know, difficulties or obstacles in 2022, it will be able to help you to mitigate the influences into, you know, our life. Okay, so check out which direction is all this, you know, like the directions in your house, and try to make the most out of it. Okay, so to summarize, the best would be south, southeast, north, northeast, and northwest. So we try to avoid the east, center of the house, and west. All right, and also southwest is also not very ideal. Okay, so in terms of feng shui itself, honestly, there are like so many, there are so many elements that is actually, you know, incorporated into the, you know, the you know, the whole dimension. There are so many things that we have to take note of. For example, we got to take note of the place that our bed, okay, the place that we sleep in, okay? So just now, if you were to face a direction, which is the illness, oh dear, you know, then you may have to like change the directions of your bed, okay? Because we don't want, like, you know, the position that we are resting, it is actually a star which is against, you know, our health, yeah? So, but of course, let's say husband and wife, we have got to take note of what is the common point between a husband and a wife, and to derive what is the best direction that both of you can slip in, okay? So like, for example, let's say a water guy, you know, he marry a earth girl, okay? So metal, you know, is not good for the lady, but metal is fantastic for the what, for the husband. So what do we do? You know, so normally we will have got to, you know, analyze the chart itself and advise the common point where everybody can use. So for this instance, you know, we might be recommending a fire position, which is south, or a water position, which is north. So it depends on what is the percentage of the element that you have in your personal chart to identify. So the earlier slides that I actually shared with all of you is a generic feng shui chart, you know, which can be useful, you know, if let's say you want to place things around, you know, for your household, for your company. Okay, so try to engage Toh's position, which is of a prosperity star, and with the heavenly Guiren is like benefactor. Okay, so try to engage or spend more time in that corner of the house. All right.
Here are some reminders before you go. For a private consultation with Venus, follow her on Instagram through the handle Venus Lisiak and contact her on WhatsApp through these numbers. Please do also follow our social media. On Facebook, that's Property Access Philippines, and on Instagram, that's @PropertyAccessPH.